Good morning. So this is the perfect gospel to hear as we approach the July 4th holiday. It may not seem like it at first hearing, but this gospel is about loyalty, allegiance, and being faithful. Kind of the themes that we celebrate on the 4th of July. But at the time of Jesus, being faithful, being loyal, and being allegiance was never to a country. It was only to one thing, and that was your family. Everybody was faithful and loyal and allegiant to their family. And that's why the beginning of this gospel is so troubling. Because at the beginning, if you heard, Jesus says, whoever is loyal to mother and father more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever is loyal to son or daughter and not me is not worthy of me. Sounds like very difficult words speaking about a family. But really, this gospel was written several decades after Jesus at a time when if you had a family of, let's say, 6 or 8 people, one or two of them were no longer pagan, but had become Christian, had become followers of Christ. So now you have families that are divided in religion. I'm sure that you, maybe in your own family, or you know families where one or two family members are kind of going off on their own path and maybe not in the path that you like. So here you had a pagan family, and all of a sudden one or two of them are following Christ. And that would sometimes bring anger. Maybe they'd be disowned. And yet, the two family members that became followers of Christ acted in a way that was unexpected. Even though they were disowned and discarded by their family, they still loved them. They still loved their family no matter what. Even no matter how their family treated them, they still loved them deeply. That was unique to the Romans. They hadn't seen that kind of thing before, the kind of love no matter what. Romans were very loyal and they loved their own family, but they could care less about the family next door. That meant nothing to them. They were only loyal to their own family, could care less about the ones next door, and yet the two families that left the family to become Christians loved them too. They loved everyone no matter what. Christians were the first ones to tell everyone that you were brother and sister. They considered everyone a brother and sister, and that was unique in the ancient world. That never happened before. And actually, that began to have an effect on the Roman people. They had never felt this kind of love before, and many of them started to come around and say, you know what? We like these Christians. And several centuries after Jesus, a remarkable thing happened. The Roman Empire was the biggest it had ever been, and the Emperor Constantine was concerned because there were barbarian armies coming on all sides. And he was concerned about the ability of the Romans to defend themselves. And he looked around and he said, these Catholics, these Christians, these followers of Christ, these are exactly the kind of people I need to be in charge. They're strong, they're loyal, they're faithful, they love everyone, and they are profoundly courageous. So the Emperor Constantine, for the first time, made Catholicism legal. It was legal to practice our faith. And he himself became a follower of Christ. Really was quite remarkable. And all because of those early Christians practicing that profound example of love, no matter what, and love for everyone. So fast forward a couple of centuries, many centuries, and the founders of our country knew that Roman history very well. People like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and John Adams, they knew the story of Roman history backwards and forwards. And they looked around at the 13 colonies and they said, we have no police force. We have no National Guard. We have no army. We have no way of ensuring that people in the countryside are going to act responsibly unless they are religious people, unless they are moral people, unless they practice virtues. And where do people get virtues? In church, in religion. And that's why the founders of our country put as the First Amendment how important it was that people can freely exercise their faith. Because that would keep everyone moral and virtuous even when there were no police anywhere. So it's a timely gospel, not only for this July 4th weekend. Actually, it's even more timely because of what happened last week. And I'm going to tell you what happened last week. So last week, there was a case before the Supreme Court about religious freedom, this exact point. There was a postal worker, somebody who worked for the United States Postal Office in Maine, and he was very devout, very religious, and he did not want to work on Sunday. And so his boss said, no problem, we can make adjustments, we can make changes with the other employees. But then that boss left, and another boss came in and fired him. And that case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and it was decided last week. This is exactly a case, can someone practice their faith? And the court decided in favor of that postal worker. Now, you know there's 9 justices on the court. Sometimes the cases go 5-4, 6-3, 7-2, you know, because there's conservatives and liberals on the court. This case was decided 9-0. It was unanimous. All justices, liberal and conservative, got together and said, we must protect religious freedom. It was important at the time of the founding of our country. It's just as important now. Loyalty, allegiance, and faith. They founded our country, they found families, and they can be the foundation of your life as well. We are loyal and allegiant and faithful to Christ.